Welcome to this silent walking meditation practice, which you can practice on your own with or without these instructions. This practice is asking you to bring that same quality of attention that you brought to the lying down body scan meditation and the sitting practice. The major difference in this practice is that you're walking. However, unlike our usual walking speed, we're going to walk very slowly because we are asking ourselves to pay attention to every step we take. We will be bringing full awareness to the placement of one foot after the other and how our bodies move forward as we transfer the weight first onto one foot and then the other. So rather than our usual automatic pattern of walking, we're slowing the pace down, grounding our body-mind in each unfolding moment as we walk in this way. It's helpful to find a place which is relatively peaceful and where you will not be disturbed or observed, as slow formal walking meditation can look strange to people who are not familiar with the practice. It's helpful to pick out a lane, no longer than 10 to 15 paces long, in which you will walk back and forth. For unlike our regular daily walking, there is no destination, and you can practice inside or out of doors. So to begin the practice, let's come to a standing position. The arms and hands can be resting alongside the body, or you can place the hands behind your body or in front, whatever feels comfortable and relaxed. Let's pause a moment in this standing position and bring our attention to our breathing and to the body as a whole, just noticing what sensations are arising along with the breathing. Now let's begin to walk slowly and naturally. There's no need to exaggerate the walking, just going slowly enough so that you notice the feet touching the ground. One foot after the other as you move forward. Then, when you get to the end of the lane, pause, turn, and then retrace your steps, going back in the opposite direction. It's helpful to go at this slow pace in this walking because it slows time down and allows us to bring our full attention to moving in this way. Remember, we're not going anywhere, just to the end of the lane, coming to a stop, pausing, turning, and then returning the way we've just come. We can notice the movement of the feet and legs in this walking. Lifting of one foot off the ground, the moving of that foot forward the placing of the foot on the ground with the heel first, noticing the contact that is made, and then shifting the weight of the body onto the forward foot as the whole foot makes contact with the ground, and how the heel of the back foot lifts up, with the toes remaining on the floor. And then the cycle gets repeated with the other foot and leg. When the back foot lifts off the ground and the foot and the leg move forward, the placing of that foot heel first on the ground, and then the shifting of the weight forward onto that forward foot as the heel of the back foot lifts up. So as we are in this walking, allowing our attention and general awareness to become involved in the movement of the feet and their contact with the ground, and the shifting of the weight as it responds to walking, breathing freely. We are walking slowly, but naturally. Moving up and down the lane we have chosen to practice in. And as we practice in this way, We are bringing the body and mind into each unfolding moment. Being aware of the body as a whole and our breathing. Allowing the eyes to be soft, body relaxed. Having the focus for the eyes looking straight ahead, for our feet know what to do. As we continue walking in this manner, it is likely that we will be aware of a variety of sensations arising from the body, from sound, from breathing, and from the mind. And just like in sitting and lying practice, the mind will have that tendency to be all over the place. So it's helpful when you become aware of this to gently escort the attention back to this slow walking. In this way, we are encouraging our awareness to come back to the present moment. This step, now, and this step, it can take some time for this slow walking meditation to develop naturally. So we're trying it out with that same sense of open-hearted curiosity about this experience. In the same way that we encouraged an openness to the practice of the body scan meditation and the sitting meditation, formal walking meditation is another way to be with the body and mind. Cultivating this non-judgmental attention to something we do regularly, every day. But unlike our regular walking, it is much slower. For that allows us to observe the sensations that arise. We can notice the placement of the feet, the movement of the body, as we engage in each moment. Remember, there is no right or wrong way to silent walking meditation. Just relaxing into the movement as best you can, bringing this quality of gentle, non-judgmental attention to your walking. The next few minutes will be silent. At the end, you will hear bells. So when you hear the bells, come to a stop as a way to acknowledge the ending of this silent walking meditation practice.